Hey guys, Rick and Duke coming to you live from the corner of 5th and Main, where hopefully we're not being oppressed and we're acting like the town squire trying to get some words of wisdom out there to you, the people. Big shout out to Mark for that fantastic new art intro, man. Absolutely love it. For those of you watching, I've got my cool trucker hat USA on. Another great gift from Mark. So he's just out there crushing it. Don't forget, guys, check out warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Check out our newsletter. Sign up or check out our websites. Sign up for our newsletter. And make sure you check out our industry partners page. We got new ones coming on board. Super excited about that. As Mark likes to say, we'll save you a boatload of cash with that. Don't forget, guys, patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. Bi-monthly Zoom call with me and Mark. And then, oh, by the way, we got OTR training on demand. So you can check that on both of our homepages. So here's the deal, guys. We're going to jump right in. This words of wisdom. We're going to talk about excuses, right? Come on, man. I mean, excuses. What is an excuse? We can come up with 1,000 different excuses why we can't do something, why we're not successful. Why we've got some excess baggage around the love handles, right? We can, excuses are easy. And this day and age, they're almost given to you. It's almost accepted. We don't have winners and losers anymore in sports. If you lose, if you win, nobody's keeping track. Everything's an excuse. No way, man. Excuses to me are rubbish. You've got to hold yourself accountable. That's right. Hold yourself accountable. So you can sit there and go, oh man, I'm overweight because I don't know, pick whatever excuse you want, right? And I sit there and look at some of our U.S. service members that have lost limbs, that are out there crushing life physically. Yeah, business-wise, everything else, right? But really the physical part, because if you think about it, if I'm missing a limb or two or three, man, or four, I mean, you got some of these guys that are doing some amazing things but are staying after it. They're not letting that limitation be an excuse. Yeah, I sit with my fellow Americans, and I'll tell you, man, I do a lot of traveling, and man, you go to the airport, you want to see some interesting things? And I see people needing seatbelt extenders, and canes, and wheelchairs. And I'm just like, there are guys missing limbs getting after it. I'm like, what's the difference? Is the difference is you've got an excuse why you can't do something, why you're not successful in business, why you're overweight, why you're whatever in the situation you're in. Is an excuse, or what are you doing to do something about it? To me, that's the thing. There is no excuses, right? So it kind of rolls right into our accountability check. And you're like, oh, you didn't get us last time. That's right. Let it slide, right? Just think I forgot about it. I haven't. But the point is, you know, if you're that armed professional carrying a firearm for a living, are you doing your dry fire training? Are you actually doing some type of training to make yourself better with that thing? What do you want to make yourself more physically fit? You know, what are you doing training for life? What'd you do an act, you know, what's your act of kindness? What are you grateful for? You know, it was absolutely amazing. I went to the Silent Warriors Foundation, their Whiskey and War Stories event this weekend, and Kurt Muse was there. And for those of you who don't know Kurt Muse, so Kurt was arrested in Panama in 1989, held in a Modelo prison, and an extraordinary group of men made a jailbreak December 20th, 1989 to rescue Kurt Muse. And when you listen to Kurt, and I'm going to tell you this, I've known Kurt for a bunch of years. He's a solid human being. Probably one of the most grateful individuals I know. And he lives every day for that. He lives every day that men would risk their lives. And in some cases, the rest of their careers, physical bodies, everything else for him. He's extremely grateful. He could have an excuse and go, you know, I was held up by these guys. They beat me up. No way, man. No excuses, right? Just an extraordinary man. But my point being is, you know, it rolls into this whole, we can make excuses for anything, but don't. It's not going to get you anywhere. So when you sit there and wake up and, you know, or let's use a better one. Let's use, you know, today, kind of gave you that accountability check. And I know I get off on the tangent, you know, for the gratefulness, but Kurt, I think Kurt sets the example, man. I honestly do for being grateful. He is grateful for his freedom. He is grateful for being an American. He's grateful to have his family. He's grateful to have his life. I mean, just listen to him talk, man. It's absolutely just amazing. And that's kind of the passion you want as far as your gratefulness. I'm grateful to be alive every single day. I'm grateful to see what God has planned for me, what he puts in my path. I'm grateful to spend time with my family. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I've got food in my belly. I got a roof over my head. I got clothes on my back. Man, there's people in a lot worse situations. There's a lot to be grateful for. But we sometimes get skewed with all the craziness in this world. But getting back, you know, to that whole accountability, if you missed out on something and you're listening to my voice today, that means you still have time, right? Don't make the excuse, because tomorrow's an excuse. New Year's resolution, that's an excuse. We've got all these excuses why we can't do something today. And I get it. Life's busy. Life's hard. Life kicks you down and beats you up. I understand. Trust me, I do. My life is not perfect. It is hard, just like everybody else. But I could sit there, stick my thumb in my mouth, go in the corner and go, tomorrow. No way, man. You've got to get up. You've got to get after it. Because if you're not going to do it, nobody else is going to do it for you. No one's going to roll up to my front door and go, hey, Rick, here's a suitcase of $1 million, man. Yeah, you've earned it. For what? For nothing. No way. No one's going to sit there if I'm gaining weight. You know, like the thing was when I put that one video out, you know, out there running one day, what are you training for? I'm training for life, man. You know, I don't need some, and I'll use it just in the opposite, an excuse to go train. No way. But we get so wrapped up in our crazy society that everyone's like, well, I didn't get that because, okay. But the because or the failure or whatever, that should be the motivation to drive you harder. And I think it all stems, man. I'm telling you, I see problems in this country. And it went back to, you know, probably started when my kids were weak tykes, man, you know, first doing sports. And it was like, yeah, we're not keeping score. What do you mean you're not keeping score? How do you motivate these kids to do better? If everyone just wins, or if you're just entitled, it doesn't get you anywhere. And life's hard. Life requires work. But we're seeing a country that people don't want to work. God forbid you sweat, right? The old term's got some sweat equity in this thing. Yeah, that means you've put effort into it. But we don't want to do that. Instead, we'd rather make an excuse. I can't do that because I've got a hangnail, or it's too hard, or it's above, or I guess it'd be below me, not above me. It's below me to do that. I can't do that. It's like, really? So we're going to pick and choose what we do. So you've got no job, but you don't want to do some entry-level job because you think you're better than that. Well, that's the only thing available, then that's what you get. And again, you work harder. Unless you're the entrepreneur, then it's like, you put all the cards are on the deck. Why? Because it's your business. It's your success. Nobody's going to sit there and help you out. Nobody's going to give you nothing. Granted, you might get some advice from guys. Might give you some direction and guidance, you know, from your circle. You know, I know Team Warhog, man, we always, I don't want to say secrets, but we share with each other, right? Because if I can tell you something to save you hassle, I'm not giving you anything. I'm just saving you wasted time because, oh yeah, by the way, time, that's our number one most precious commodity. And why do I want to waste it? Because if I can capitalize on my time, then that means I can go do something else with my time. Oh, maybe spend time with the wife. Maybe spend time with the kids. Maybe spend time with the grandkids. Maybe just take some time for me, right? Because, hey, I need to sit there and do my journaling, or I need to do something to work on my brain, or I need to do whatever, right? Whatever it is, sit down and read a book. In the Blood by Jack Carr. Check it out, man. Good read. Oof. But my point being, no one's just going to give you anything. You got 24 hours in the day. What are you doing with it? Yeah, I can sit on the couch and do nothing and go, woe is me. My big toe hurts, so I can't do nothing. Or am I going to pick myself up, try to catch the sunrise in the morning? Because, man, when you see that sunrise coming up, it's like the hand of God waving at you. And you're like, it's going to be a great day. Here we go. And then you get your ducats in order, and you sit there and get out there and crush it, man. But I'm going to tell you guys this, man. If you're making excuses, you got to change it. You've got to get rid of it. The bottom line is this. You got that 5, 10, 20, 50 pounds you want to lose? There's only one way. And I'm sorry. You can try to take these magical pills, and you can go do this silly surgery and all that other stuff, right? Hey, man. You got to get out there and put the work in. That's the bottom line. So somewhere along the way, you didn't put the work in. You basically poisoned your body. Well, you know what? It's going to be work to get rid of it. But it can be done. I mean, the positive thing can be done. You just got to go out there. Don't hang your heads down. You just got to go and put the time, effort, and work. And quit making the excuses. And that's kind of your words of wisdom on that one. So, guys, train hard. Stay safe. Get after it. Yes, I may kind of, you know, hit you to get you to do some stuff because I want to see you do well. But at the end of the day, guys, life is good. We're on this side of the dirt. Be grateful for that. But just remember, God bless you. God bless your family. God bless our troops, and God bless the United States of America. Rick and Duco out.